Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time for Team PXY Quarantine Confessions. It's Corey James and Breezy on 98 PXY, the number one hit music station. Certainly, it could be said that some people might be using some aspects of COVID to their advantage. Maybe it's not working as hard at your job.
Maybe it's being completely lazy and not going anywhere because you're quote unquote scared, but you've been going places this whole time.
Maybe it's your excuse to only wear pajamas. I mean, there's been a lot of different things that people have been doing that
leaning into, Corey.
Might be just taking advantage a little bit. We have an example of another way that someone's taking advantage of COVID with the woman we're about to talk to, and it has to do with her kid and her kid's friend. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Voice changers all fired up. You are anonymous. Do not worry. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I think we should start off by crediting you for, as Breezy always says, using your resources.
Essentially.
Because COVID has really kind of helped out when it comes to handling your child.
Mm-hmm.
Handling them in the sense of keeping them away from their bad influence friend.
Yes. That's exactly it.
I want you to be a little careful here because, again, we don't want to divulge your identity. So don't get super specific, I guess.
Okay.
But you have one child. Can we get an age? Is it son, daughter?
Yeah, I have an 8-year-old son.
Okay.
I think that'll be okay.
No, you should be safe. There's a lot of 8-year-olds out there, so I feel like you're in a good position. All right, so just describe what it is normally like when they hang out with this one particular friend. And my follow-up to that is this the first time you've encountered this as a parent?
This is the first time I've encountered it as a parent. And what's going on is, so my son will hang out with this friend, right? And the friend is just a terrible influence, just awful. Like, loud, no pleases or thank you, like, very demanding, talks back. Like, it's just not acceptable in my house, right? And I have been enjoying the fact that I have a very solid excuse for our kids not to hang out.
Right, yeah. Like, pandemic. I don't know. You can't go over to...
It's just not safe.
To terrible little Johnny's house anymore. Sorry.
It's just... And the worst part is, like, since my son hasn't been around them, he's so much better. He's so much better. Oh, yeah.
Is that okay?
It's a problem. You're saying that. Yeah.
You're saying that, but or are you just, you know, seeing what you want to see? Like, maybe the rose-colored glasses are on just a little bit here because you just despise this child so much.
I'll grant that it's possible that I have a little bit of the rose tint. Okay, like I'll grant that. But genuinely, I think it's different. I think he's acting different. I just think he's much more, it's really just like, it boils down to a lot of manners. Cause this kid, like, their parents are lovely people, very, very kind, which is like why I feel badly about it too, because parents are so nice, but the child is just a monster.
I certainly believe that there's many, many, many parents listening right now that can relate to everything that you're saying. I think this is one of the standard things that every kid goes through. There's always that one friend who you're like, oh, God, they're coming over again.
Yeah.
So right now you've got a pretty solid excuse. But I mean, in the instance that COVID doesn't last forever, and we hope it doesn't, certainly, do you have a plan for after? I mean, obviously now it's really got a hammer.
Yeah, this can't go on forever.
Well, yeah, but
that's the thing. That's part of why I'm calling. I don't know what to do. Because I know it's going to end. I mean, hopefully, right? It's going to end. I think it's going to end. I'm not sure what I'm going to tell my child. Like, I don't know what I'm going to tell my son.
Well, that, I would be worried about that. Again, I have a young son, so this isn't something that I'm going to be dealing with for a little while. But I'm trying to think ahead and imagine what it's like to be in these sorts of positions. I think not only do you have to worry about that aspect of it, but I mean, you even said to yourself that the parents of this friend are really nice people. How do you approach them? Because, I mean, you can't just say, hey, your son's a monster.
No
parent likes
then
to
then you're a
to
monster
that.
For even saying that.
Well, even if it's true, like we just talked about, you have maybe the rose-colored glasses when it comes to viewing your child. I think that's the same for every parent. And maybe they don't think that their kid's that bad. And that can cause some problems there, too. So, yeah, I'm really going to lean on our listeners for this one. And Breezy, as a parenting expert, we'll get your thoughts in a second here. But 585-222-9800. If you want to call in or text into the show, if you have advice for this mom, again, she's got the convenient excuse of COVID right now to stop her kid from hanging out with this bad influence friend, but that's not going to last forever. And how do you handle this situation moving forward? Breezy, your advice, what do you got? Move away? That would be my advice.
Yeah. For me, I'm a little confused because it's what's the end game, right? Like, yes, this is a Band-Aid on a broken bone right now. It really is. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. This is not sustainable, first of all. You can't just keep them apart forever. What do you think that your son, little Aiden's just going to forget about little Johnny? Like, I don't... It's just not going to happen. Another question I'm having is he consistent in the way that he's asking about hanging out with... his name's little Johnny at this point. Like, is he still pressing?
Johnny,
is he still pressing of like, can I go to little Johnny's? And you're like, yeah, it's not safe. Oh, yeah. It's just not safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's part of it is, you know, this friend was at my son's birthday last year, and I think part of it is this kid gave him a toy, and so whenever my son sees
the bribery.
Like, oh, yeah. And of course, yay. With it all the time.
That makes sense. Okay.
He thinks of it. Can I go? You know.
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. I've got an idea. Real quick.
Maybe. I think I already know what you're going to say.
I don't think you do. We'll see.
I think I do.
What if you pay off this little kid with toys to stay away from your son?
Oh, well, I was going to say something similar.
Really? Okay.
But I was going to say, what if? I don't know when Johnny's birthday is coming up, but what if you send little Aiden to the birthday party?
Oh, now we're
and
Aiden.
You just give him like the crappiest toy, like a big pile of dog crap or something.
Sabotage.
And then he's like, well, you kind of suck, you know?
Yeah, Breeze, I don't know if I like that plan where you're putting your kid in a position to fail. I don't know.
I mean, I'm kind of leaning towards that more.
I think it's a great idea.
Than the toy bribery, just because.
Yeah, because then they'll come back wanting more.
Yeah, that's what I think. Mm-hmm. It might not be so sustainable.
I mean,
I know, I know.
I guess, and I can only assume there's.
And that's why I'm the parenting expert, and it just all makes sense at this point.
Sure,
but...
yeah, that's definitely the most mature way to go about.
I agree. I mean,
You know, there's always just having the honest.
Well,
stark upfront conversation.
Here's the thing about that is
it's uncomfortable. I know. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say it's uncomfortable, but
oh no, it would be. It would definitely be uncomfortable.
It would definitely be uncomfortable. But I think what would be more uncomfortable is the fact that if you did allow your child to keep hanging out with Johnny, and you make a promise to yourself before Johnny even comes in your house, and you say, before anything goes awry, if he's rude, if he has no manners, if whatever the case may be, all the X that you keep talking about, right? You, parent little Johnny, and then all of a sudden, you little Johnny goes home, and he's like, oh, Mrs. Robinson was mean to me. And then he's crying. And then you get an angry phone call from his dad, who's really big and scary and drives motorcycles.
Wow. Breezy's imagination is just really running wild right now.
But parenting, as a parenting expert, oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Parenting other kids is extremely offensive to other parents.
I would disagree. I think
really, because I have a story that I could share on the air, but I'm not going to.
It depends. I think it depends on the parent. It depends on the kid. For some, it might be sure.
Yeah, I think, like, you know, if my son went to a friend's house and he was acting out of line, he broke something, or you know, just kind of doing all the things that this friend is doing.
Right.
Sure.
I would like to think, it hasn't happened yet, but I would like to think I'd be okay with it. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
But like you said, I mean, everyone's different. You have some people that are so sensitive.
I know.
All right. Let's see what our listeners have to say. Maybe get a little more advice for you, aside from the somewhat strange plans that Breeze is concocting in her head right now.
I think it's all going to work out for you.
Breezy, just tell her it's going to be fine.
Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. We're getting a few texts coming through on this. And hang on if you're in a hold, by the way, too. 585-222-9800. This texter, I'm really interested on what other parents feel about this advice. This texter saying, just tell your kid how you feel about that kid. Now, again, I think... I think age is important, right?
As a parenting expert, I say no.
Immediately shutting it down.
Yes.
I would say for older kids, maybe that's a route you should take. I don't think in this instance, this woman's son is 8. I don't think that's necessarily going to help. However, this texter, it's kind of the same thing, but not exactly. So they say honesty is the best policy. Mm-hmm. She needs to have a talk with her child and say how she does not like how the other child behaves, the lack of manners, the loudness, et cetera, whatever. And let him know that that behavior is unacceptable, and if they hang out and it happens again, they will not be allowed to be friends. So that's kind of like a better way of saying, just tell them how you feel about the kid, right?
It's a better way of saying, like, tell your friend to get his manners in check almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or else the friendship is donezo.
Right.
I feel like that is going to backfire immensely. Because when your parents tell you not to do something or to do something, you just do the opposite, right?
Yeah, I guess that's
the
point.
It's,
yeah.
It's a draw of like mystery
nature,
and rebellion and the whole nine of just being like this badass kid who's just so hard and wants to disobey their parents because mm-hmm. that's like cool to do at that age. So I really fear that it may or may not backfire.
Yeah. It's fair.
If you do take that route, if you do just lay it out on the table and you're like, listen, Aiden, I named the kid Aiden. That's literally not his name at all. I just named him Aiden. I don't like little Johnny, and here's why. And if he keeps it up, you can't be friends with little Johnny anymore. It's like, all right, I'm still going to be friends with little Johnny. So what you say means nothing to me, and I will find a way to hang out with little Johnny.
Oh, my God. Okay. It's a crazy 8-year-old. If they're responding like that. Let's grab this. 222-9800. Megan from Batavia on the phone with us right now. Megan, you want to jump in on the conversation we had a little earlier with the mom who is using COVID as a very convenient excuse right now to not have her son hang out with the, quote, bad influence friend. Obviously, yeah. that's not going to last forever. That's not going to be an excuse that's going to hold up. Hopefully, once this is all settled, whatever that may be. How do you think it should be handled after the fact?
Well, so what I'm wondering is this kid like this only when he comes over to your house?
Ooh.
Like, is this him unleashing all of his bad behavior just on you?
Maybe. That's an interesting
like he's free
aspect.
From his parents and yeah. rules.
Exactly.
That are put in place by his parents and his household. So maybe things could shift if he... I named the son Aiden. I don't know. Aiden goes to little Johnny's house.
You and your names.
Right. Exactly. I mean, if that's the case, if he's coming over and acting all crazy just at your house,
right.
I totally step up the parenting game. I mean, I know it's someone else's kid, but
yeah.
if that kid's not being nice and not saying please and thank you, I'd,
right.
you know, give him the same kind of, you know, like, oh, are you going to say please?
Right,
that's exactly.
You know? It's just kinda, exactly. You're kind of mirroring what a texter sent in. They wrote, this situation really upsets me. Instead of banning your child from seeing their friend, have him at your house and teach him right from wrong. Teach him
exactly.
how to be polite while, when at your house, and teach your son the things that the other child is doing are not acceptable and that your son is not allowed to do. Some kids need that extra adult in their life who's going to teach them right from wrong in manners, and
exactly.
that's okay. Do you think if that's going to be the plan, that there still needs to be a conversation with the other child's parents?
I mean, I don't think it should get to that point unless it's like, you know, little Johnny has bit my kid or
okay,
you know, something,
okay.
something crazy like that. But I mean, otherwise, this is a great opportunity, especially before high school, to have a bad influence around your kid mm-hmm. and to explain to them why it's not okay.
Sure, that's true.
This will help them, you know, make that, you know, that little meter in their head that says, okay, this friend's not really the person I should be around.
Right.
You know, they need to have that mom voice in their head.
Okay.
So if you give them that mom voice that says, like, oh, this kid's not good, then they'll start to figure that out and listen.
Good stuff. All right, Megan, appreciate you reaching out to us. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you. Have
All
a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Kathy on hold. Kathy on with us now. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
What's up, Kath?
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Well, you have some input on this as well, how to handle the bad influence friend.
Yeah, so my daughter, she has a couple of those bad influence friends.
Couple? Oh, wow.
And
she's a collector.
Yes, yeah, the collector. And typically, you know, when they come over the house, like, it's okay how they act at their house, but at my house, you know, you're going to say please. You're going to ask.
Okay.
Permission to do things.
So be a little more strict.
Them, like,
create the structure, right? We talk all the time, like, kids need structure. Maybe
sure.
maybe that's
exactly.
a problem. I would love to talk to the woman we originally talked to again, because, you know, that was a whole point we kind of missed going down into, is how do you react, right?
Right.
If she's passive and doesn't say anything. Thanks for the call, by the way, Kathy. You have a great one. If she's passive and doesn't say anything, then I can see why maybe the kid would act that way. So,
sure.
Interesting.
Oh, goodness. I just fear about where this leads when it comes to how the parents react.
Yeah,
because
that's a
approaching
too.
The parents of the child with behavioral issues does get to be a pretty sticky situation.
Yeah.
And it seems like you're almost parent shaming, which obviously no one wants to do or be accused of doing. So
it's definitely,
it's a delicate balance that you really need to find on a scale that's going to weigh out perfectly, or else you're going to look like a monster. Like,
yeah.
Oh, so you just hate my kid. Okay.
Right,
well,
exactly.
well, he doesn't want to go over there anyways. And then it just turns into a personal attack.
Yeah.
And a personal issue.
Like we said before, it's a minefield. No doubt. But I think we got a lot of good advice for the one that we talked to earlier. And
mm-hmm.
If you want to continue with that, you can go up on Facebook and comment there to search out 98PXY.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.